This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. China says it's a weather research balloon. Beijing says that suspected spy balloon flying over the U.S. is actually a civilian airship used for meteorological research. It strayed off course because of the wind, says China. It says it regrets the fact that it entered U.S. airspace. Montana is one of the places that balloon is said to have been spotted. It's home to Malmstrom Air Force Base and a nuclear missile silo field. It's a stunner, the high number of jobs added in January. The AP's Shelley Adler.
Despite the Federal Reserve trying to slow growth and tame inflation, just over 500,000 jobs were added in January, and the unemployment rate dipped to 3.4%, which is the lowest in 50 years. January's job growth could raise doubts about whether inflation pressures will ease further in the months ahead.
A new wave of brutally cold weather in the Northeast has some communities closing schools and opening warming centers.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec says temperatures already have started dropping in parts of the Northeast.
The worst part of this upcoming cold snap is going to be the winds. That's going to produce some pretty low wind chill. Wind chill values on Saturday across the Northeast are going to be anywhere from 20 to 30 degrees below zero.
But Orovec says cold temperatures won't last the entire weekend.
It's going to be a pretty brief cold snap. Today into Saturday are going to be the worst days. And then by Sunday, the temperatures start to rebound across the entire area.
I'm Donna Water.
Three Baltic countries are urging the International Olympic Committee to ban Russian athletes from next year's Paris Games because of the war in Ukraine. Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania border Russia. They've been strong supporters of Ukraine. Pope Francis has arrived in South Sudan, the final leg of his African visit. This is AP News. Now to the money Amazon is making, the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Amazon is reporting fourth quarter results that were disappointing on the profit side, but saw an increase in revenue. Amazon says it made $300 million in profits, or 3 cents a share, well below the $2 billion analysts were expecting. The retail giant says profits were dented by its stock investment in an electric vehicle startup. But overall revenue rose 9% to $149 billion. That's above Wall Street expectations. Revenues were boosted by Amazon's AWS cloud computing unit, although it's seeing a slowdown as well. Consumers are veering away from pandemic-fueled online shopping and working from home, and the company is now trying to right-size its business. For the year, Amazon posted a loss of $2.7 billion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.